A word for you from John chapter 5 verse 39. You search the scriptures because you think that in them you have eternal life, and it is they that bear witness about me. The Lord Jesus here is speaking to those who claim to have so much knowledge about God's word. And the danger that I'd like to point out here is that even in our Bible study, we are to be very careful lest we begin to worship the book instead of the God of the book. It is true, the Bible is the infallible word of God, but remember, it is God's book. It is there because it speaks of Him. The purpose is not the book. Although we should love the Bible and spend every possible moment with it, but it is not the book that will save us. It is the God of the book. For the book, the Bible, speaks about Him. It reveals His character. More than that, it reveals to us how we can be saved. And it reveals the greatest story ever told, our Lord Jesus Christ, who loved us so much, He bled and died for us. And so the Lord here is speaking to people who are very interested in the scriptures. And the Lord says here, you search the scriptures because you believe that in them there is eternal life. But that was a problem. They began to seek the eternal life in the pages or in the written scriptures instead of in the one who gives life. And that's why the Lord rebukes them and says, you do not realize that they, that is the scriptures, bear witness about me. You see, they didn't want to accept the Christ of the scriptures. And so in verse 40 it says, and you refuse to come to me that you may have life. So here is the awful possibility. In those days when the Lord Jesus was physically on earth, and even today, that despite our great interest in the scriptures, we might still refuse to come to the God of the scriptures. For remember, the scriptures speak about Him. He has written it. He has inspired each and every word. So let us be careful lest we are very soft towards the scriptures, but hard towards the God of the Bible,